Hodges and Tyler.
And I'm Tasia.
Jason.
And you are listening to The Solar Coaster.
What's up, everybody? We are back on The Solar Coaster, but we're missing one rider. Where's Tasia?
So we thought Tasia was going to come back and start back with us after a 2-month hiatus.
She was down in Cabo Wabo?
No, Colombia.
Colombia.
Uh-huh.
And she was like,
and
screw this.
And said, I found a place and I'm moving here permanently.
No.
Like last week.
Did? For real?
Yeah, yeah. She's G-A-W-N gone. Just like the lawn.
For real, though. That's a for real thing?
I don't understand it, but... She's happy, so we're happy, and she's like, well, I can work from home, and I'm like, yeah, I don't know about Colombia.
Dude, that is bananas. So, funny story, and everybody, we're going to be talking about NEM, because we got some stuff we got to talk about, but when I was flying around the military, two places that I was the most on edge and uneasy about, Somalia, so Djibouti, and Colombia.
Yeah, that's what I said. She's like, you should come visit. I'm like, there's no way.
You are a straight up ransom dollar sign.
Uh-huh, exactly.
She must have something we don't know.
We don't have a consulate there. There's no embassy. Nobody's coming to flag you down, help you out.
Nope.
Good luck.
Nope. So she's down there in, if I remember right, did she do a camper or something like that? Is she going straight
van? No, they flew down there.
Oh, so they're legit finding a place. They moving.
They found a place. Like she sent pictures and was like, here's my dream home that overlooks the ocean from the top of this mountain. And it's like, I think she said it was $400 for 6 months to rent or something.
Crazy. I mean, sick. That's pretty awesome. Yeah. But I mean, can she?
I was like, yeah, that's awesome. But the problem is when you wake up in the morning, you're still in Colombia.
Coffee's great. It is really
Unfortunately,
good.
Unfortunately, you're still in Colombia.
And she was like, I don't mean we're sitting here jamming, talking on the thing about, you know, somebody, but that's rad. Is she going to stay with you?
I don't think so.
No. Oh, okay.
So when she left, she's like, hey, I have to follow my dreams and go to Colombia for 2 months. And do I still have a job? And I was like, well, call me when you get back. Cause I don't really know. And then, we exchanged messages like probably a month ago and I was like, hey, I'm going to post your position unless you're coming back. She's like, I'm coming back.
Yeah.
So she was supposed to start this next Monday, and she sends me an email like a week ago, and she's like, so I don't think I'm coming back.
About that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to do your thing, yeah, okay. I guess.
That's what I was like, I'm glad you're happy. It sucks for us, but
yeah,
good for you.
Totally.
Yeah.
But if it's only a short term, like a 6 month, she might be like, there's some sketchy people with big boom boom sticks that I want to come back now. So those of you that are listening, all of you, you don't know, Jason loves to sing. He likes to sing, right? In the shower, on a field.
In a workout. In the car.
Karaoke.
At my desk at work.
That's how you get through the day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not singing, you're crying, right?
100%. Okay, so everybody there has been getting a ton of questions of, I saw that the April 15th deadline is coming past, like we're thinking about it, NEM or, you know, my whole solar thing is dead. Is that the case? Mm-hmm. What are you telling everybody?
Is it dead? No.
Oh, hell no.
Why did we get to the place where everybody thinks it's dead? Because in all honesty, our industry didn't understand what the changes were because they happened so fast.
Well, and you're always behind the curve. You're always. Like, they got the deck of cards and they're changing it. You're going, whoa, where's the peanut?
Right. Yeah. And we knew it was going to be a drastic change. We knew there was going to be a huge difference in the way that they compensated you for solar. And we knew that if you got a contract in and we submitted your paperwork before the 15th, that nothing would impact you. And I think the industry kind of hurt themselves by saying, if you don't do it by the 15th, you're screwed.
Yeah.
So a bunch of people did it by the 15th, and everybody had a huge backlog because of it. And then the phone didn't ring for anybody in the industry for 2-3 months.
Well, because I mean, they did such a good job going for a sense of urgency.
Or it's going to go away. Yeah. And so in all honesty, none of us really knew how to model this new NEM3 thing.
Mm-hmm.
It took a lot of time and research and engineering and widgets and all that good stuff. And I sat down with one of our partners, Enphase Energy, actually one of their co-founders is the person who sat down and modeled this whole thing out, figured it out.
Mm.
So we figured out how to do it. The solution now is a grid-tied battery. So we can take advantage of the way that they've structured this compensation plan, and we've got it figured out. People are still getting actually better savings now than they were in the previous.
Yeah, we were talking about that offline. That's the whole thing, is that you can actually make it pencil to a better return shorter amount of years,
yep,
which is impressive, because every time there is a change in a market or something, there's always, I mean, if you like stop, breathe, you know, and think,
right,
you can come up with a solution that sometimes is better.
100%.
And so that's what's happening right now because of that. So now your secret weapon, so to speak, is a software calculation.
Yeah, it's a grid-tied battery. So it's a battery, you know, when people think about storage or batteries.
Oh, it's a physical thing.
It's both.
Yeah.
People think about batteries or storage, they think backup like a generator, right? So the separation is this new concept is it's a grid-tied battery where you don't have to spend the extra money on the transfer switch, which is half the cost of the project, and the labor is half of the cost of the labor. So Damn. It's not going to back up your house when the grid goes down. If you want that, you can still pay for it.
Mm.
But if you think about it, when you buy a generator, it's not a payoff thing. You don't buy a generator for backup when you lose power and go, well, when's it going to pay itself off? You do it because you want convenience of having power, right?
Your food.
Right.
Let's start there. Right.
So like when you think about this grid-tied battery, it's not going to be a backup battery.
Yeah.
It can be if you want to pay the extra money.
A big one, yeah.
Right. But it's going to be grid tied, and basically it's going to store the power rather than send it back to the grid. And it's going to send it back to the grid when the software tells it to send it back, because PG&E now says, we're going to give you next to nothing during the day, mm-hmm, right? When the sun's up, which mm-hmm is when solar's producing.
Yeah.
But if you give it to us at this time at night or during these months, we're going to give you 10 times as much for it. So this battery will hold the power during the day that you're not using and then spin the meter backwards at night when they need it.
And which those guys are tripping, because we got kids and on summertime, everybody's using power, buggers.
Yep. So it's one of those rate arbitrage things where you're going to store the power instead of, you know, hold it and don't sell it when the market's low. You're going to hold it and sell when the market's high. And literally that happens on a daily basis at different times of day and monthly basis at different times.
Do I, as the person who wants to have solar on my roof or wherever it is, you know, commercial in a farm, in a field, in a whatever, do I have control over that? Of when I sell and hold and store, that's all done for me in that software.
It's done in the software. Yeah. So that's
okay.
Enphase has done an incredible job. In all honesty, Enphase stock is something that if you haven't bought it yet, you might want to look at it.
For real?
They have the golden ticket. Their earnings continue to go up, but their stock is going down because of the way the market's been. And it's amazing. I keep talking to my financial advisor and saying, buy more, buy more, buy more. But they're one of the few companies that has done the research and spent the time, energy, and money to figure out how to model this and then put it into a software package where it's dummy proof.
Yeah.
As a consumer, you don't have to do anything. You know, we set it up for you. We plug in what your rate schedule is. It knows when to hold them, when to fold them, you know?
I was going to say that, but I
won't. You don't count your money while you're at the table.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. So, if I was going to do that, right, and I know if you're going to go into this as a, let's say, a homeowner, whenever they attach something to my house, especially tied to PG&E, is the mentality of like, are they really out for me? Does it calculate for the benefit of the homeowner or the utility?
I'm not sure what you're asking me.
So like Enphase, they say, hey, it does it all for you. Because every time we hear, oh, it does it all for you, they just want us to go, shut up, don't look, we're going to take advantage of everything. Is that the case with...
With Enphase?
Yep.
No. I mean,
what I mean. So if I'm going to pop something on my house, am I getting the benefit?
You're 100% getting the benefit.
Okay.
Yeah. Enphase is the largest inverter and soon to be battery manufacturer in the world for residential. And they have always been ahead of the curve on almost everything.
Mm.
And they knew if they didn't come up with a solution that they wouldn't exist as an organization.
Yeah.
So they spent a lot of, literally the person who I sat down with to learn how to model this is one of the co-founders of this publicly traded company that's, you know, one of the largest in the industry.
Are they penny stock or are they like legit?
No,
like,
they're legit. They're a huge, huge corporation.
Stock and New York Stock Exchange?
Mm-hmm.
Or NASDAQ or one of them. I guess I could look. I honestly didn't even know that.
Yeah, no.
We are not financial advisors. Please do not take our investments.
Brian Wonsky, if you're out there listening, if I had a dollar for every time you called me and said, we have to sell because it's become more than 10% of your portfolio because it's done so well over the years, honestly. Yeah. I'd be a millionaire.
I'd be a thousandaire.
Shout out to Brian. You're doing a great job with my portfolio, buddy.
He needs to come on next and talk about it.
Yeah.
Only solar stock.
Only solar stock. No, but it's one of those things where, you know, we all have buddies across so many networks. And it's like, give me the idea. And I have a buddy that's in medical devices, and he said, buy this. And, you know, I'm in solar, and I said, buy this. And we all kind of put our heads
together. Ah, nice. Is that, yeah, happen around 5 o'clock in the morning?
Kind of all over the board. During the
pandemic. Possibly 5:45.
During the pandemic, shout out to Dante Salvetti, by the way. He was like, you have to buy this stock called Inspire. It's this device surgery that's like an outpatient thing that eliminates snoring.
Oh.
Yeah.
And did you?
Oh, yeah.
And you're a thousandaire?
Yeah. And no, he was like, well, as soon as this whole like no surgery thing goes away from COVID, it's going to blow up.
Mm.
So we bought it and it blew up.
Dude, that's sick. Yeah. That's so crazy. So there's still time to get your in-phase stock and get it in while it goes up and down. Maybe.
Shh, don't tell nobody.
Okay. Nobody. I want to look at it. I know we're talking, but I want to look at it.
Yeah, look at it.
What is it? What's the?
ENPH maybe? I can pull it up.
ENPH?
Yeah. Oh.
So funny, just as we're wrapping here, they're the largest battery. I heard that and I go, how does that?
Inverter, largest inverter manufacturer. Here it is.
Right. Oh, okay. So I was going to say, is it Tesla?
No. It's Enphase. I'm saying they're going to be the largest battery manufacturer here shortly because they basically are the only ones that have the sauce and they have an integrated system. They also bought recently a car charging manufacturer by the name of Clipper Creek. They were
up in Auburn.
Yeah. Yep.
So, I knew the dude. I talked to him for a little bit.
So they bought them and now they're doing a full integration to where you can integrate your battery for your house, your solar, your inverters, and your car all into one system. And you can actually use the power from your car or vice versa.
What?
To take advantage as well. So if you're in a big power outage and your car's in your driveway and you're like, no, I'd like to actually not freeze to death tonight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can choose to have the power go from your battery in your car to your house as well. So they're one of the first, they're beta testing it right now. It's the folks that run this organization are genius.
We're living in and driving the little battery packs that you buy off of Amazon to carry in your backpack when you go on business trips. Yeah. Where you can use power from one side to the other. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I got to find that. E-N what?
E-N-P-H, I think.
Oh, E-N-P-H. 135. Okay.
Yeah, it's low right now. I think. What was the high?
340.
Yeah.
And now it's what? One. It's so 130.
I can't 135. Tell you the person's name who worked for us. He was an employee for like 12 years.
Yeah.
They were down at the very lowest. You have to look. I want to say it was like $8 a share. And he invested $20,000. Do the math. He doesn't work for us anymore. He's retired.
He just said,
and he's 10 years older than I am.
And he's taking dividends off on an annual for real.
Yeah. He literally said, I'm putting 20 grand into this thing. And like when it got to 2 million, I was like, you got to sell it. He's like, no, I'm not going to sell it to you. There's no way. I'm like, why are we here? Like, why are you even investing in this? Like, why did you invest the money if you're not going to sell it at 2 million? What are you doing? So, but yeah.
We digress to stock portfolios.
Back to NEM 3.0.
Well, point is, you can save that money and invest in something like that.
You can save that money. So yeah, no, it's one of those things. Honestly, the industry in California is as low as it's ever been because of this NEM3 thing and people trying to figure it out. And I think the industry did it to themselves to say, you're screwed if you don't buy by the 15th. Cause so everybody's kind of gun shy on buying because it's after the 15th.
Yeah.
And honestly, it took me probably 2 months after the 15th to actually feel comfortable after, you know, I literally sat down with these folks in Enphase and went through all the algorithms, like picked their brain, some of the smartest people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And finally I drove away and called my partner and was like, I'm not worried. This is totally fine.
Really?
We got it figured out.
It's good to know.
Yeah. We're 100% good. There's lots of folks who are still like, how are you figuring this whole thing out? And it's, it kind of sounds weird, but I set up a once a month meeting with my competitors when this whole thing went down and called them all. And I was like, hey, I know that we're competitors and this is not what competitors do, but we all have a vested interest in this community. And we all of us still being in business in a year is better for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
So let's sit down and put our heads together and we don't have to share secrets, but let's put our heads together and figure out how to make sure we weather this storm.
So, wow. So there you go. Long-term thinking.
One of those things where we sit down and it's like, this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
This is how it models. Have you tried it? Go look at it.
As an owner of an organization like this, do you feel duped this whole April 15th thing?
I mean, it's one of those things where you have to, I'm always cautiously optimistic. Mm-hmm. When it was all coming down, I remember calling my partner, Derek, and saying, this doesn't look good, dude. I'm kind of nervous about this. And he was like, do you remember when it went from NEM1 to NEM2?
Mm-hmm.
And you called me and said the exact same thing, like, we're screwed. This is not going to work anymore.
Yeah.
We're going to be fine. And I was like, yeah, okay. I was still pretty worried about mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm. Until I finally figured it out and sat down and modeled that it actually penciled. I knew there was a way to do it, but nobody had figured it out for a while.
Really?
So I think this time next year, it's going to be probably busier than it's ever been.
Did you figure it out because of when you went and sat down with the crew over Enphase and they said, here's how this actually works?
100%.
And not that you didn't know it before, but you...
I didn't know it before. All the software companies that we use to model everything didn't have it figured out either. I don't know that they still do.
So really?
Enphase bought a proposal software company that had been in the industry 10 years. And they bought it so that they could actually sit down and figure everything out so they would have a tool to sell their product. So
interesting.
We used 5 different tools and I couldn't get it to model and it wasn't making any sense and it was driving me crazy. Then I went and sat down with the Enphase folks and they walked me through it all. They opened the back end and said, here's the calculations and mm-hmm. looked at it for an entire day. And then honestly, I was like, thank God.
Yeah, I'm going to go take a nap
now.
So when you say model, like I guess penciled model, whatever you want to call it. So if I'm listening, I'm going, what does he mean by modeling? Does it mean like, if you pay 20 grand to get this, you'll get it back in 5 years when everybody's like, I'm not going to live here for 20 years. So therefore it doesn't make sense.
So the model is that PG&E's changing it to where they're going to pay you for power in like anywhere from, you know, right now I think it's hour intervals.
Yeah.
Every hour it's different, but it's going to go as time goes on, it's going to go to half hour to 15 minutes to minute to second. It's going to continue to go that way. And it's literally like the stock exchange where it's up and down all the time. Just for use of power. And so when they came out and said, here's what that looks like, and they provided the data on here's what we're going to pay you during this time, this month, all throughout the year, there's a lot of numbers that go into that calculation because it's all, every hour is different for every single month.
The machinery needed to calculate that. That's some AI level shit.
That's what Enphase bought the software for and actually sat down and spent a ton of money to model that. When I say model, to mm-hmm. figure those numbers out and to go, okay, well, if we produce the power at this time and we know they're not only going to pay us this much, but they'll give us this much at this time, then we store that power and then we send it back at that time to make sure that we double down on what we've produced. So it took them a while to figure it out. They got ahead of the curve where everybody else was so focused on getting the sale up until the 15th.
Yeah.
Enphase took a timeout and they started like, you know, a year, 2 years ago.
Dang.
Modeling this.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that when it happened, they were ready. And our Enphase rep, I'm like, are you worried? And he's like, no, not at all. Come on down and we'll train you. Well, you know, and I'm like, how are they not worried about this? You know? So I don't know.
What micro juices are going down there?
Exactly. We've been with Enphase for 12 years, I want to say. And so there's a lot of companies that don't use Enphase.
Yeah.
And I feel sorry for them. So we're lucky enough to have a long-term relationship with them. And, you know, I feel blessed to have had the opportunity to go down and sit down with them and
well, that's gotta be good for them. Cause if their competitors are going out of business, now everybody's going to be like going to Enphase, which is going to cause their stock to rise.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Buy it.
No, I probably shouldn't have said that. Is it going up right now?
Oh my gosh.
As we speak.
Yeah. The solar coaster is happening.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. Okay. So for everybody, and the point of coming on and talk about this is like, not necessarily don't believe the hype, but don't believe the doom and gloom. Like you can't do anything after the 15th. And here we are in, what is it, August?
Yeah. It's one of those things where I'm friends with lots of people who own solar companies. I've, you know, networked across the state, across the country. And a lot of them are saying, yeah, we're still struggling because they haven't figured it out.
Yeah.
So to the consumer, they're going, I don't know if this pencil's for me, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know if I want this. But for the people who have figured it out and they can actually show you the math and show you that it does make sense, it's just as viable, if not more viable than before the 15th.
Right, 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 right. Well, so moral of the story is get your ass over and call you.
Yeah.
And say, get your statement so you can plug it in.
Call that ass up.
Right, right. And call it up, knock on the door. Come on, it's 3 a.m. I want to talk about my solar bill. And really, so what is that process like? What are you going to take them through?
It's super easy. We're going to send you a document that says, here's how you log on to the PG&E website. And here's the, you know, the you push this button, push this button, push this button. It'll download a report. You're going to email it to us.
It's easy, like 100 push-ups or like Jack and
putting,
Coke.
Putting the cream in the coffee.
The cream in the coffee.
Yes. For those of you who haven't seen the videos on our website, check them out. You have no idea what we're talking about. Yeah. It'll make sense when you see them. But no, it's super easy. It should take like less than 2 minutes. And then the rest is for us to sit down and calculate. And it's no cost to you for us to do all the calculations and model everything and say, here's what you're looking at.
If it works, it works. If it don't, it don't.
And we're the first ones to tell you. You can ask any one of our clients over the years. We will say, this doesn't really pencil. Like if you're doing this for a financial reason, it doesn't make sense. If you want to do it to save the world one ray of sunshine at a time, I get it. But we'll be the first ones to tell you, or we'll tell you, this is a great payback. It's 22% on cash, you know, rate of return on cash invested. And what are the banks paying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like what do they even pay you anymore?
No, not at all. Not unless you're in this long-term CD, maybe, or you're buying in phase
stock. Maybe 2-4% at the very top. Probably not even that. A bank probably pays 0.5%, 1%. Maybe.
Yeah. If even,
So for you to have a guaranteed 20%, which is what we're seeing right now, we're seeing anywhere from 17 to 25 on almost every model that we've run. It's pretty much a no-brainer.
Yeah. Do it. Do it. All right. There you go, everybody. Thank you for hanging.
Yep.
You guys, call dcsolarelectric.com.
There you go.
Boom.
530-786-7070.
Okay. That's it.
On your FM dial.
Bye, everybody.